먼저 지표현에 많이 주시해로와
나서
오
It is a custom of the great teachers of the past, while receiving the teachings or the giving the teachings, one must do so with appropriate motivations.
야, 당연히 선샤 담배 추에 주둔 장본 공부 수원래 남부 텐션 천년은 오늘 모부제지 양다시 세네 다대 혜신진도 이네 혜름님 몰라 소비자 혜신진도 마무시고 저래 대인도 대지 대응무대 동의지름 바디 이네 방금 법을 늦을게 오마자와 시리브 당한테는 오마직 소주라 소바다 다테네 마 제자르케 벤트다트스 모든 돈이 지르마 다 마무치 되네 베텐라 보샤요레 베동몬도 지르마 생원두 에네 헤진인도 가수 노스 마소마체네 베자바티 에네 지진 장본공부 수된체네 배정원도 지르면서 마치겠네. 아니, 고대부지네. 송구열. 대두, 혀를 버릇신 바람, 무부제지 양다, 시에 생원도 대, 아니, 놀땡지 중원들이, 야.
So, to begin with, My choice, Abhisamaya Alamkara, Tournament of Clear Realizations, where he has stated, the great, the omniscience, panic of the omniscient propounds or the teaches the 8 categories of phenomena. And so here, the 8 categories of, speaking about the 8 categories of phenomena, according to Abhisamaya Alamkara by Maitreya, it is actually a teachings of the Panchaparamita. So when we are discussing on the teachings of the Panchaparamita, the teachings can be understood in two different perspectives. So one of the Panchaparamita, the teachings of the Panchaparamita Sutra, could teaches explicitly emptiness and implicit teachings of the methods and so on, such as the commentary that we find for the Panchaparamita Sutras that actually explicitly teaches teaches emptiness, the commentary to that explicit teachings of the emptiness of Panchaparamita Sutra, written by great Aryanagarjunas, great Indian masters, such as the fundamental wisdom of middle way and the 6 reasonings and so on. And then the Panchaparamita Sutra that's teachings of explicit teachings on the method sides are given by the Maitreya. It's a very sequential order in a very lucid form. So the two line that we have recited earlier, the omniscient possessor of the omniscient minds, who teaches the 8 categories of the phenomena, which these two lines actually summarize. It's a summarized teachings of the Panchaparamita Sutra.
Yeah, that is one thing because Tenshu Mundo Jeng, Gosho Chu Ji, Tenshu Mundo Jeng, Jyosha Kari Re, Mubu Jie Re, Gubu Kari Re, Tenshu Mundo Jeng, Shi Shin Ji, Jungu Tunda, Kansar Meva Chi, Delat Toba Tichi. Tela tene ti nyegu tatu te, ene lana mevi chanchu, toya tichi. Tene nyegu guba tandere, guba josha tandere, driven driva tandreva chene, junti kasu, goso chuji shivariya.
So here, in this beginning from this teachings of the Panchaparamita, Abhisamaya Alamkara, which actually beginning the teachings from the 4 necessities, it's 4 necessities of the teachings. It's the purpose of the teachings, and having given the purpose of the teachings, then by relying upon the teachings, one will be gaining the state of enlightenment, one will be gaining the state of enlightenment. So, so normally this is how our, teachings would begin, by laying out the outlines of those four necessities of, four necessities of the subject matter of the teachings.
Yeah, 다 셰르비치 제순 장관 그 두자 두서 쓴 거 요래 원은 두서 단주 가이나 때부터가 라우산데 티 조자 가리랜도 조자도 냐는 제바이나 내가 가르펜도도 아니 풀어 가르펜도도 대단대는 제와 간대인도 선이 제와 진원도 단주티 조자티 담보 아니 돌드치 돈도 요래 대년에 제나 아니 메케신진도 되지 돈 달라도 또 버티 배 시우염선신 무슨 노우삼네 대를 때는 넘버 탐지 재미 이게 톱고 노우삼 어떻게 되지 개침부 전에 제와 전에 담보는 배 라는 딸는 년에 맞이 고니 오고서 주시 되고 내버 제거 야
So these four necessities are the teachings of the four necessities are normally given to the disciples who possess a sharp faculties because it is by giving by a preaching and laying out those four necessities will enable those disciples with sharp faculty will be able to understand. We will be able to assume the subject matter of the text, what kind of, you know, subject will be discussed in this particular text. And having understood the subject matter of the text, and through the practice, what is beneficial for the practitioner for the time being, and for a long run. In other words, at the moment and as well as in the ultimate benefits, the temporary benefits and ultimate benefits. So when they go through this scrutiny, then they will be able to understand that by relying upon such a text, we'll be able to relying upon such a text and engaging in the practice of this text, they will be able to understand the subject matter or the meaning of the subject matter of the text. In other words, the Pajaparamita or the Abhisamalamkara at this point. And with this, then we'll be able to enable an individual to gain the state of omniscient wisdom or the omniscient mind.
Yeah. Then you can put a symbol on the movie and that is in it. That is what you said, Sunday. That non-going chain ye, long-hing ye. Then it comes to see when ye. Non-going on the top of the same as the Tajiba. Get your chin with those young chip. And it, 그지진님을 남자주와 Ale. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
谢总。 So, here, when speaking about the teachings of Dharisama Yalamkara, that has eight chapters. So, each chapter deals with, each particular subject matter of the Abhisamayalamkara, ornament of clear realizations. And so here, the chapter that teaches, you know, from the beginning, the first chapter deals with the omniscience, which is omniscient state of omniscient mind, or the omniscient state of omniscient, which is ultimate goal or the ultimate objective of the practicing of Abhisamayalamkara, which then be followed by the other, you know, chapters such as Lamshe, which is the path of wisdom, and Shishe, the basis of path. And then four trainings. It's also called the Jorashi. It's a Namzo Jorwa, the trainings of the complete aspect. Semu Jorwa, the peak training. And Targi Jorwa, the serial training. On a Kejimi Jorwa, is a momentary training. So then this will then be followed by the Debuchuku, which is the resultant Dharmakaya. So those are the eight categories, or you could say the eight chapters that deals with these eight specific teachings.
Yeah. That didn't move what you would say. And then I was like, don't you show your mothers. Mobile was really light and then Sunshek Chu Mundao your reason. Tan Sunshek Chu the Nathangal of Gujit and Manga Java.
That's all.
Jutan Chuchik Go Chuchik Jetan Chusum Jetan Jason. Namchen Sunshek Chu Chu Langhin Sunshek Chu Chuchik Jikin Sunshek Chu Go. 주단 주치 구주치치 대단세도 어 재미 좋은 소식 제 대단 주숨 대지 좋은 소식을 주 주숨 아 제단 제세도 깨지미 좋았다 내부 조건이 못하는 소식을 주지지치네 근데 돈 돈주 요래 돈 돈주 때 오지 매버지네 아니 뭐 제버지 多过个月了嘛，都，俺那连那不就多交交要嘛，人生呢，短短就的些个多，俺那算的嘛，别些多呢，短短就刚上些，我不接些些，我不接些多了，春节个短短就的些，说不是些玩意呢，我到今个就些还用做那些个，过也会下用个月了，得给钱不要了呀。
So here are the teachings of the Adisambhava Alankara teaches what we call is 70 categories or the 70 topics of the ornament of clear realizations, Adisambhava Alankara. And so now here, the 70, the topics are divided into the 8 categories that we talked about earlier. So here now, this first that deals with, deals with the omniscient mind has 10 topics. And the second, that deals with the knowledge of path has 11 topics. And then, 9 topics that deals with the knowledge of basis. And then 8 topics
more
chukjit and
namjo jo
chukjit namjo jo imba to good
shishi
sonjit good imba so the 11 deals with the complete trainings of the aspects. And then the 8 deals with the peak of trainings, and the 13 deals with the serial trainings, and the 4 topics deals with the momentary trainings or the kechimichowa, and then again 4 topics deals with the resultant dharmakaya or the truth body.
Yeah. 다티는 대리만족 값을 뽑았대. 남친 손실이 주 옆에 나네. 남친 손실이 주 담보대. 네, 샘제지. 샘제다 가서 이제, 니만이 손으로 세워인 뭐 대리. 다 샘제 뽑았던 당화 당화세는 주 나네. 니버트 당화 대리. 당화 대라 남부 주 옆에 대 나네. 담보대. 주부터 담보 남다 내세네 주부터 세주 아니 주버랑 모로 담보세네 담보니라 담비 담아제 대인미유 담보실라 담비 담아세네 이버테 데네 땡콘조송라 담비 담아세네 데만 담아 주시여요레 다리 만전 대셔야티 담보시 시러지세네 데 남겐데 촌이 뭐다 촌이 누에 Hello, Tony? No. No come. Oh. He requests last year many times. Then he no come. That's okay. That's him, though.
That's
okay. He's going to talk about the embassy of the Jain and the embassy of the Jain. The embassy of the Jain is the embassy. lam tab ki nyi, dheba song ju ku kui nyi se ne, dhenpa nyi bu te pe ye ra wo te, pe ke xie sa ke xie te re. Te tu dhenpa nyi xie wo tu, ne ma ri pa, kun tsa to pe xie ra wo se. Ne lu ri pa, ton ton to pe xie ra wo se ne. Te nyi bu tu ma ngo zhe che ne, ene dhenpa nyi xie go re ya.
So here now, out of those, the 70 topics of the Abhisamaya Alamkaras, the first topic begins with the Namkin Tsunchi Chu Chu, the 10 topics that characterize the omniscient mind. So when, then here, there are 10 topics omniscient minds are, begin with the generation of mind of enlightenment that we talked last. We discussed with these teachings. We have gone through these teachings last two sessions, and then this will followed by the Dhamma, the instructions. So it is instructions. And then when it comes to the instructions, then the two truths coming into pictures. That when it comes to the actual the title of the instructions or the subject matter of the instructions, then two truths will come into pictures. And then this will then lead to the understanding of the Four Noble Truths. Because first, in order to understand the Four Noble Truths, we need to understand two truths, because the two truths is said to be the basis. It serves as a basis. It is known as a basis for one's practice or one's understanding. So the Buddha's Dhamma's understanding of one's Dhamma. And then, on the basis of understanding the two truths, then one achieves what we call the two paths, which is the wisdom and method. And then this will then lead to oneself to the achievement of result, which is two kayas. So therefore, it is important to understand, in order to go through those processes, we need to understand the wisdom that understand conventionality or the conventional phenomena, and that understands the ultimate phenomena.
Ya, jeza ta ne maribo kunzo tobi shirev se wundu, eni chi nganzo ta ponso la sobe chu, tiji nashen sibi chu, tiji ti kunzo dhenba se ne. Eni kunzo tobi shirev ti, eni pige ne maribo kunzo tobi shirev ti, haku kuyore. Te kunzob se tsikzu ku kunzob se ati dhubje la kuyore. Dhubje kari dhubdebare se du teni maripi ngola danzi maripi ngola denba tsam re mato jitang ka denba mare se ne. Te ngola teni denba maripi ngola denba tsam la kunzob denba se ne. Maripi mo kandi denga yuvarasayati maripi chu kandi chita danza maripa tere. Maripa lendi la mombi maripa ta nelu la mombi maripa nyi yuvi na nelu la mombi maripa ti. Chu kandi chita nayona ya kora ngu ni trup devanda uchi, rangu ni trup devanda uchi, rangin chi trup devanda uchi, denpa trup devanda uchi, tindi chang chang nayongu yore. Ti nawata tu trup yuvarwe se na, Chubi wa maris, ta nilu tobi sherep tegi, naashen sibi chwe tegi, marasu lola nawa tsamgi matsamba chene. Tegi kanla cheba chene, 그 내무 원에 가려도 제용도 에네 젠탈라 많이 버시네 통고요 말 대만 통화인자 좀 된 대게 만통화는 통화 담보 오세 동동 조직의 혈액의 제네 젠탈라 많이 버디 동반이레스 된 통화 담보래 대공고레스네 다 드니송 거요야
So here, the wisdom understanding, the conventionality, or the conventional phenomena. Here, the conventional here refers to the diverse phenomena, the diversity of phenomena, such as aggregates, five aggregates and so on. So all of this are said to be a conventional phenomena or the conventional truth, which is the kunzup in the Tibetan term kunzup. It is the name itself is said to kunzup is true for only the ignorance. In other words, ignorance here referring, there are two kinds of ignorance, but this particular ignorance here referring to the ignorance, pertaining to ultimate nature of reality or, or the grasping itself. So when grasping itself, the mind that grasps onto self, the way it perceived things, are as if they exist by way of their own sight, or they exist by their own nature, or they have true existence. So this is how our ignorant mind perceived everything, you know, all the diverse phenomena, the diversity of phenomena. However, when the wisdom analyzes actual mode of existence of all those phenomena, then after the final analysis, the wisdom will come to conclusion of unfindable of this kind of phenomena that exist by its own side and its own nature and true existence and so forth. So therefore, when the wisdom undergo a very deep scrutiny, then this kind of phenomena or the diversities become unfindable. So therefore, when that becomes unfindable and that cannot be found, that means this is not the way they actually exist as it appears to your own, you know, conceptions. So therefore, Buddha said, when analyzed by the perfect wisdom, it's unable to find it, then it is not existed.
Yeah. That thing is the name of Kunzuchi, Demba, and Teshi Yondu. Tell a Kunin Yumu Choji, not a Chueta, Namjan Choji Chues, and Kunin Yumu Choji Chu, Machu Sasum. Namjan Joji Chung of Chitangajene, Jagan Jada Jechiore. Tina Neta Kunin Yomujoji Chung of Chitasum Tina La Da Yomovitene Pige Zawati Denzin Maribachin, Ti Wangi Lesa, Ti Wangi Kuajir, Tinjigi Jumji. 직시에네 아니 주요 군종 덴바다 드베 동가 덴바 오 준비를 뭐 대시에 용을 남자 조지 덴바시에 용은데 아니 동을 밤에 자와지 제 덴고덴제 대 토시지 되네 람덴세네 덴바니시에네 덴바시오 듣네 야 예원로 체도 듣네 체고요 야
So, then this is what is about, what we mean by the conventional phenomena, the phenomena that is true to our, you know, ignoring mind. So then now here, when conventional phenomena are divided, and this will then be followed by the division of two, which literally means the two sets of cause and effect. Two sets of cause and effect. The first sets of cause and effect are the cause and effect of kunin yomosho ki denpa, cause and effect of, the beings are, undergoing the revolving within the cyclic existence. And then for that, there are again the 53 types of, the topics, 53 topics are involved to follow this kuninyomocho gitemba, the first two cause and effects, which is, the origin of suffering and the suffering. And then the next is the explanation of liberated sight, the liberation sights, which is Namjoshoki Denpa, that also has 55, topics involved with this. And so then, in the first cause and effects, our root of our delusion, or the root of our mental affliction, is Denze Marigwa, which is the ignorance pertaining to true existence of self and phenomena. It is due to that one accumulates karma, which enables one to revolve within the cyclic existence. And then, when it comes to the liberated aspect of cause and effect, which talks about, again, as I mentioned earlier, that the 55 topics, then it mainly teaches possibility of seizing those delusions or gaining the cessation from samsara, or cessation from of sufferings. And when you go to that, then this will then lead to understand the path leading to the cessations. Path that enables one to achieve the cessation is then taught. So therefore, you find there one set of the cause and effect. This talks about how beings are undergoing, suffering within the cyclic existence. And the second set of cause and effect teaches how individual can reverse from that cyclic existence.
Yeah, then in the Manjur Tambu, in a Maripala Chita Nama Najing, UTJT, Dembertum Matru, Cheva Yahu, Chiane, and Cheva Chene, Manjur Nama Najing, Remundu Sene. Tipela ene jume talanta ene chue nang da we zunyen da cha cha da atini mambu chi pela ko ne o te mona ta ne na wa na ji da metta chue re samadha chi lo la paru sa la chi phine yu khura ngwen su trip te ba no na de ati main ba no chi 만두 TV 나라 Zoom 아무 때 언제 아무 통화 다도 미시 언제 어찌 니니 숨숨 레센베 대타진 시그로와 상로 요거 단지 뒤에 되게 중요한 말도 무엇 때 요마로와 대나전게 배 최난 나비 중년 동안도 무게 더한 독생 진 동안 거에 대 제나테 말어와 다나전게 지 배 마모지 토네 나와나시 주메 노삼네 제바 야호 제네 에네 군도 덴바테 야고시 시고요르다데 대시 용은데 야 다들 말해 디 나와 나신지 땡땡 좀문도 좀 연는데니지 두고고 누구삼네 돈돈 저저 해놓고 봤지 용은데 근데 젠달은 많이 봤지 용구 요리 어떤데야
So now first one need to engage in the critical analysis of how things really exist. Is this really exist as it appears to one's conception? So one need to engage in such analysis time and again. So then finally it is through this critical scrutiny then you will be able to find that things does not really exist as it appears to our ordinary mind. So here there are the metaphor of how that things actually appear to our ordinary perceptions. Just take the first metaphor for that is horses and and oxes and other animals that is conjured by the magicians. And then second metaphor is to the reflection, the moon's reflection in the water, and the echoes that when we speak loudly, then we hear the echoes and so on. So all of this are the metaphor of how that actually the phenomena that appears to our ordinary conceptions. Although that they, when you look at them, as if they have their own nature, as if they actually exist there, but in critical analysis, you go through a critical analysis, and such things does not really exist by way of their own sight. So then, similarly, if you really think about in the beginning, when you look at the moon's reflection in the water, that you always feel that you would even say that I see a moon in the water, but such a moon that appears to your perception does not really exist in reality. So this is how for everything that appears to our ordinary perceptions, and so it is therefore we find a lot of metaphors of how that things really are. How things really exist and how things really appears to our ordinary conceptions. With this kind of analysis will enable you to understand what is meant by kunzodemba, which is conventional truth. So when you then come to understand very clearly about what is meant by conventional phenomena, will then leads yourself to analyze things does not exist. The analytical wisdom that enables you to understand things does not really exist as it appears to oneself. And then you will be able to see that after the final analysis, that things become unfindable.
Yeah. That's the thing that I'm going to do is to Ani rubarang ngawa la tumbi ta nga singa, tenyi la tumbi ta nga. Demba yibu yi la yani ti ka la, miyo demba yi la tumbi ta nga singa du, ta demba yi ti ngotu chi ka yore. Demba yi bu ngotu chi ka du, chumdende ka tambu chi song ka du, demba yi toni ma ngotu na ni, yirwara nasi la tanda chungur tambu ka du, denji chungur song ka yore wa. Tienza, sachi nyelen ji pombo ndes, dene dungan papi denba wose, ta denba shela ngolan donba, chawalan deba, chawalan deba, chawalan deba, sen deba sumgu kwane ta ma ngotu nanga yore. Sachi nyelen ji pombo ndene dungan papi denba wose. Sachi nyomo ji le ta nyomo nyete, dene kunjong papi denba wose. Dungata trewe trewate, ne ngoban pape tenpa wose. De toshye ki lamtena, ne lamche tenpa wose ne. Pape tenpa jese ne. Delum pape tenpa jese guwate, nin papa namji chetare zikpa tare, ko tonle ne de yoba yinza, delum pape tenpa jese ne shivar ya.
So that's the instructions of the two truths, having having understood the instructions of the two truths as a basis, will then lead to oneself to understand the instructions of the four noble truths. So when it comes to the teachings of the four noble truths is the teaching Buddha has given in his first public sermon after his enlightenment in Saranath. So when, again coming to the teachings of the Four Noble Truths, Buddha has given the Four Noble Truths, the teachings of the Four Noble Truths is in three repetitions here, the Four Noble Truths, and the first repetition is the Four Noble Truths and then the second is the actions or the functions of the Four Noble Truths, and then the result of the Four Noble Truths. So then here, the first, when the Buddha taught the Four Noble Truths, the Buddha taught about suffering by specifically pointing out one's own sack of physical aggregates. Our physical aggregates is said to be the sufferings. And that the origin is the karma and delusions. And then the cessation is the state that one can be free from those sufferings. And then the path leading to cessation is then taught. So therefore those four are known as the four noble truths. So it is noble truth. Why it is called four noble truth? It is true to the Arya's conceptions of Arya's mind, or the Arya, true to the Arya beings, or the noble beings.
Yeah, that is Denji Moolan Deva Chene, that Chawalan Deva Tela, any Dungar Hibar Cha, Kunjong Pangwar Cha, Gobong Mundu Cha, Lam Gombar Cha, Wosene. Any dungar singendi, samlo yahu tane, shigores, tati hiyag dungeti, dungetela, dungeti dungenju, dunge chabanduji, dungasumiobinane, chabanduji dungeti, yahu shigores, hibar chas, kunjo power chas edu, kunjo tel leji nyomo, kunjo ta nyomo be kunjo ni yobinane, so nyomo be kunjo ti, 아니 역시 시골에스 다나 좀 고바 시벌 자세도 눈에 멀리 벌세비 냥을인데 봐 냥대티 이네 시벌지 고그레스 냥대 시벌지 네티 토시지 람디야 인디고레 시골에스도 말아서 다가세 지 이주에 잠진들이 내리 문로 삼으로 드니 많이 버치네 이네 내고레 또고레 송고요레 디지부터 여고 시고레 시발로 곰고레 퇴고레 아니 또고레 어떤이 송고요야
So then, when it comes to the teachings of the Four Noble Truths, in terms of its functions, which is the second repetition of the teachings of the Buddha, where the Buddha taught the suffering must be identified, or the suffering must be understood. In other words, one must understand the suffering. And then the second, it says, one must eliminate the origin of sufferings. One must then actualize, the cessations. One must meditate on the path that leads to cessations. So then when it comes to the understanding of sufferings. We're talking about the three kinds of sufferings. There are three kinds of sufferings. Out of three kinds of sufferings, here, important part of suffering that needs to be understood is the third level of suffering. The third level of suffering would be the suffering of conditioning or the suffering of pervasive sufferings. This is what we need to be understood. And then, when speaking about abandoning or eliminating this the origin of sufferings, and although there are the origin of suffering here, but there are two kinds. One is karma and delusions. But here in this particular point, that they are the most it emphasizes to eliminate the cause of the suffering mainly referring to the delusions or the mental afflictions. And then one need to actualize the cessations. Cessation is nirvana or the beyond sorrow. One need to achieve beyond sorrow, the state of beyond sorrow. And in order to do that, one need to meditate upon the path that one need to, one's achievement of the state of beyond sorrow can only happen when one actualizes or when one actually achieves this, the path. So therefore, our understanding, it is not just mere, you know, assumptions or just mere intellectual understanding is not sufficient, but you need to put more effort to really to ascertain those, you know, Four Noble Truths. And in order to understand and to ascertain, we need to receive the teaching, listen to the teachings, when one need to contemplate on the meaning of these teachings and then meditate upon.
Yeah, that is your Jawan River to Jival Damba Sangwandu, Dungar Hebel Jajan, Hebel Jan Mess, Hebel Jajan, Hebel Jan Mess, Edu, Tindy Dungar, and they pray, Tunjung Sheruk, Turbache, Samjung, Samlutani, Gom Gomne, and Dungar, and then Mosum to Tosona. That he can lay a Hebel Jeton Kayo Mari. 다가 나중에 군종인 바에 있나요? 뒤 돈달라 송로 땅에 레다 뇨모바게 벽에 동을 찍어 여와 뒤지디 모습도 벽에 챙송 바에 있나? 또나? 다 뒤에 간라야 양 군종라 시동에서 가요 말이지 고번 몬드 제정 몬드 제르메세 몬드 dunga tamche sebi nyeshi, dunga nyeshiwi nyeshi, ene pyoge topsa na, tati ikangla dunga shiwi chedu, yangyo topko yachi, ngoba ngondi chachin, ngondi chamez. Ngondi chik chie chasona, ti shula yangyo, dunga sebi seba, ngondi chayaka tabla mbegu yomarwa. Lam gombar chachin, gombar chamez edu, lam gomne, Tien Jebu Gobongon to Chesasona, Yanjur Goden Toyag Chetu, Lam Yanjur Gomu Yomarwa, Gomber Chamesen. Ta Chowan Jebu the Chival Tambasangate or Tere, ya.
So then, with regard to the result of this action, including the result of the Four Noble Truths, here, then we will find that. One must hear the, then we will find this, the series of the teachings by saying that one must, understand, one must understand the sufferings, but there's no suffering to be understood. One must eliminate the origin of sufferings, origin, and there's no such origins of suffering to be eliminated. One must actualize the cessations, but there's no cessation to be actualized. One must meditate path, but there's no path, but there's no path to be meditated. So now here, what is meant by one must understand the suffering, but there's no such suffering to be understood? What is meant by here that what this particular the passage emphasizes here is it actually emphasizes that once you understood the sufferings through listening, contemplation, and meditations, and once you really come to ascertainment of this sufferings, then there's no additional suffering to be understood. One must understand the suffering, and there's no suffering to be understood. And then the second, one must eliminate the cause of the suffering, but there's no cause to be eliminated. Here, once you know that the karma and the delusions are the cause of sufferings, and once you have abandoned those two, and there's no other additional cause of suffering to be eliminated. Once you have achieved the complete pacification from the sufferings, or in other words, the cessations, and there's no additional cessation to be accomplished, to be achieved. And once you have achieved the path that leads to cessations, and there's no additional path to be achieved.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing today. Dembajila madamne, dembaji soyondu, chumden dege, dujin kamda mevada, sambaji tawa, jindu zini ma sombainza, lamsan de pige, oh, dembaji sangentini chimbari samne, chimu lamsan de montoya nochi. Debaji, yondu savre, savre ndone, ene pige, denjaji matasu chudu, oti, tsumbe, ta dembaji ma sheyone. कब तो दूर ने देशी सोंसा के खोर में बं तंदा ना दे जंबो जब ने देख चुटी मार देंबर जी मोटर ची सोंयों दू ऐने थोलम जोला ची यों दू लान नम जी तेने जब ने देख चुटी खोलो कोल सों अला ला ला उसे नाका ने मार डाटा ने अन थोलम ला चुंगल से ने शेयर तनी योरे तीन बहिन्दा ngadi zambu te ta yumme ne pge tene sumba tsamje ne denji ngosum tobe lamden jule jia o tene yimore ta mara zumba zene ta tanda tembe je sene ti tembe je ngodre jia yong dal tene ya tembe jen tene ne jin sa re samne te ha ko go yore ine ti ga ne che ba che ne dunga tembe sange te kare re kunjo tembe sange te kare re sente ma ya hoje te je onde dunga tembe le la wo yamar dunga tembe to ba la sa je ne len ji pom bo te me ta ba im to go go yore ene dunga wa im to go go yore om bo to go go yore da me bo to go go yore te ne Nyalenji pumbu dunga ji denpa towa mato langsa de nganzi nyalenji pumbu dunga ware sen dunga denpa towa tukuyo mara. Ti dupe sabu shibu jiba je yondu eni denpa riri la chachu jiji che ne denji chachu matasu chudu se ne matasu chudu kuto ni ma she go yo. Yeah.
So when the Buddha gave these teachings of the Four Noble Truths. Buddha has given these teachings in accordance with the inclination or the mental dispositions of his disciples at that time. So when you first listen to the teachings of the Four Noble Truths, suffering, origin, and cessation and path, it is almost like kind of easy for us to, you know, comprehend. But then when you go through the actual elaborate, when this elaborates the teachings, then it become, you know, subtler and then become more profound, such as the teachings on the 16 attributes or the 16 characteristic of the Four Noble Truths. So here, when the Buddha gave these teachings of the Four Noble Truths to his first five main disciples, when the Buddha gave these teachings in the beginning, the disciples have achieved the path, and particularly of the path of sins. So when they achieve this path of sins, then all those celestial beings have, you know, proclaimed that now the Buddha is turning the wheel of Dharma in the human world. And so therefore, the path of seeing alone is said to be the turning the wheel of Dharma. Only the wheel of Dharma. Sorry, the wheel of Dharma. The path of seeing alone is identified as the wheel of Dharma. So now, for them, those five disciples, because they are, they have a ripening attitude or the ripening mental, you know, propensities. So just by giving those four noble teachings of the Four Noble at first in the very initial teachings, they were able to achieve those the path, the truth of path. But for us, this is not what is going to happen to us, because we first need to understand intellectually, and then whatever our understanding of well, the gaining of intellectual understanding of those Four Noble Truths, one will then go through the critical analysis to really to understand what is meant by the Four Noble Truths. Because just by listening and having some kind of, you know, grasp onto this meaning will not lead us to understand for what is meant by Four Noble Truths. For that, in order to just take one example of this, just by sufferings, in order for one to understand the sufferings, one need to identify the suffering as one's own physical aggregates. One's own physical aggregate is suffering because it is what in order for one's physical aggregate is to understand the aggregate as a suffering, one needs to understand this as an impermanent nature, our physical aggregate's impermanent nature. And then one needs to understand this as a suffering, empty, or in other words, emptiness, and then selflessness. With those four, understanding those four characteristics or the four attributes of suffering with regard to one's psychophysical aggregates, then only we'll be able to understand what is meant by suffering. So therefore, the four noble truths, when it elaborates its attributes, then you will find 16 attributes of the four noble truths. But each noble truth has four attributes. So therefore, there are 16 attributes of the four noble truths.
Yeah. 제서 누든 그 차슈 시부티 아니 또 벌레 빼강아요 제부 시부 제국요 뭐도 또 그요 말이야.
So now when we go through the 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths, the 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths, according to the text, so we need to go through by giving syllogism or the syllogistic reasonings of each of those six, each of those attributes of the Four Noble Truths, but which is not really again easy to understand here. It is difficult, but here now, if you go through the first reasonings, why this our physical aggregates, our aggregates, is said to be the impermanence. It is impermanence because it changes momentarily. It is momentary. Its existence is momentary. So that's why it is impermanent. And this physical aggregate, our physical aggregate, is said to be the suffering. It is suffering because it is under the power of karma and delusions. A second reasoning for second reasonings. And then the third reasoning is empty. It is empty. It is emptiness. It is empty because it's empty of permanent, independent, and partless. In other words, solitary. So empty of. So when we comes to this emptiness of one's own psychophysical aggregates, it is empty of those three characters: permanent, independent, and partless. In other words, the solitary. So this is what is meant by empty: empty of permanent, solitary, and independent. So then the fourth one is it is selflessness, because if you were to go through the critical analysis to find the self within one's psychophysical aggregates, it becomes unfindable. So therefore it is selfless. So now here why this is mainly the reasonings are mainly, you know, reasons are mainly given or applied to that, you know, it is given to the non-Buddhist scholars, because they went through a critical analysis of how the self really exists, existence of the self. Unlike we, you know, we don't really go through that critical analysis. We don't really engage in critical scrutiny. But they, you know, when it comes to the understanding of the self, they really went through a thorough analysis. But then, after the final analysis, they are unable to find a self within the psychophysical aggregates. But then they should they draw a strong conclusion of actually there must be some kind of self that can be findable. But however, it is after their analysis, they were unable to find the self within their psychophysical aggregate. But there should be a self, because if there's no self, although there are non-Buddhist believers, but they do accept the past life, future life, the life after death, and so on. So therefore, there need to be a continuity of the life. If there's no self, then how this person can take a rebirth in the future life and so on. So therefore, there should be a self. But then since they are unable to find a self, so then they conclude the self. You know, they identify the self as a being, permanent, independent and solitary. So this is the kind of self they establish, established by the non-Buddhist scholars. So then, so this is how, you know, they went through all those analysis and then establishes the self. But for us, we need to know that when we just for this self, suffering itself, that this our psychophysical aggregate is said to be the suffering. But suffering itself, when to understand the suffering itself, it is critical for us to understand the four attributes of the suffering, for us to have a fullest understanding of what is meant by suffering.
Ya tene to ga na jin ge sa ji le da nyu mo bo ni chu je ene ju na bo yin de da kun jong ge ju kun jong ge ra ji ji she go lo ju na bo jin yin de ene dong ga ma ji ri ji bi ju yin bi she ju kun jong yin de dong ga kun jong we tene ji yin bi she 군종이
So then next, moving to the suffering, origin of sufferings, to understand the origin of suffering, and one need to understand the four attributes of the origin of sufferings. So now here, let's take an origin of suffering. Origin of suffering, you're referring to the karma and delusions. And karma and delusion is said to be we need to identify the four attributes of those sufferings, or four attributes of the origin of sufferings. This first is the cause, origin of all, production, and can condition. So those four are the said to be the character, the four attributes of the origin of sufferings. So now the karma and delusion is the origin of sufferings. Why the karma and delusion is said to be the cause? Because it is cause. Karma and delusion is a cause because it is a cause of all the sufferings. And why it is the origin of all? The next attribute is why it is the origin of all. Because it is the origin of all the suffering. It's the basis of all the sufferings, all kinds of sufferings. And it is conditioned because it's a condition because it acts as a condition for giving rise to the sufferings. The origin of suffering, which is karma and delusions. And karma and delusion, why it is called rabge, which is production. Because it produces, the suffering very intensely, the intense producer of the suffering. So therefore, it is called the productions. So then here now, in order for us to understand the origin of suffering, that we need to understand all those four attributes and how those four attributes are actually apply to this origin of suffering.
고대시 다드는 고대라 아니 누멀때니 세비 자와주제 고비 넘버시자티 누멀뽐비 자와인비치르 시비 넘버시자티 아니 뇨모뽐비 자와인비치르 갸눈버 넘버시자티 펀디 모르주의 탈바인비시엘 네번종의 넘버시자티 아니 러르무도비 아니 탈바인비시엘 세네 땅 고등이 자주시고 드니스송군도 레라고 네야만도와 총네야송에 망해는 게 말라고 해라고 했지요.
나서 이 표진 단등의 재선능이 있잖아 이제.
야야야.
야. So here, now the next is the four attributes of cessations. Here again the same thing that why the cessation is why the freeing from the suffering is said to be a cessation? Why the freedom free from the state free from suffering? Jawa. It is cessation because it is cessation of all sufferings. Why this is called peace? You know, the four attributes. First, of cessation is beginning from the cessation, peace, gyanumpa, excellence, and ngechung, renunciations, the four attributes. So now, this cessation or the state of freeing from suffering is said to be cessation because it sees entire sufferings, all the sufferings. And why it is called the shiva, peace? It is peace because it is free from delusions or the mental afflictions. Why it is called Gyanumpa or excellence? It is excellence because it is in the nature of in the nature of benefits. In other words, benefits in the nature of gaining the liberations. And why it is called renunciations, ngejung, because it is called renunciations because it's irreversible liberations. It leads to the irreversible liberations. So here now, it is not that easy for us to understand the cessation again here. To understand the cessation, we need to understand the four attributes of the cessations.
That in London, he number teller, Gazaga Dame, Mosum the Tobe, Yigi Churchin, Langi number Shejati, Tiber Double Chevy Lamian Bishir, Ribe number Shejati, Numupe, Nguyen to Guevishir, Tarangi Mugachim. 요모병원에 임비셔서는 되겠어요.
So then here again the four attributes of the path. That noble truth of the path. Okay, the path, awareness, dupa, achievement, or the accomplishment, and ngejin, ngeparajin, which is a definite freedom. So those are the those are known as the four attributes of four attributes of the noble truth of the path. So Namgyi Namba inde any the Kaza Dami Musum Dobe Shi Sharbayana.
It is a
path. It is path because it leads to it. It is a path that leading to the liberations. Then it is called awareness. It is awareness because serves as an antidote towards its specific afflictions or the delusions. It is achievement. It is called achievement. Why it is called achievement? Because it enables one to understand the actual mode of existence of one's own mind, the ultimate nature of one's mind. And it is called the definite freedom is because it ceases entire delusions or the mental afflictions. Or the suffering, sorry.
Ya, that in Madaso Chudu de Denji Chachi Madaso Chudu Machine, that do not have been singing shayore, Meta do not want ye, Chachi de Tambi, Rabti Chewasene, Dugdenje, Jukun Jumachi Rajiji, Chachi de Tambi, Rabti Chewa, Kunjon Dembache. Gobashiva Chandung Ninjunji, Chachu de Tambi, Rabti Chewa, Godenche. Lau riba dhubha ngenjin shi chabar tu chabar ti lamden jin tsenye se ne. Kunzi tenpa shiwa riri toba la chashu shi shi toba ngun tu song go ne, ene togu yo re.
So now here, if in order for us to understand, in order to understand the Four Noble Truths, one need to understand thoroughly the 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths. Because in order to understand the Four Noble Truths, in for instance, the Noble Truth of Suffering, one need to know the definition of the sufferings. So by understanding the definition of suffering will lead oneself to understand what is meant by suffering. Right, so therefore, the definition of suffering is the suffering is the combination or the character of the impermanence, suffering, emptiness, and selflessness, which attributes the sufferings. So, in order for one to understand this suffering, this is need to be understood as a definition of sufferings. Then similarly, it goes the same to the origin of sufferings, cause, origin of all, production and conditions. The combination of these four, or those four are the one that actually attributes the what is meant by origin of sufferings. And then same to the path of the path, awareness, achievement, and definite freedoms are the one that attributes the path, the noble truth of the path. And cessation, peace, excellence, and renunciations are the one that attributes attributes the cessations and so on. So therefore, it is not easy. You know, we need to understand this. You need to understand the Four Noble Truths. We need to understand the 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths.
Yeah. Subject Sumjene, Jean-Luc Gabo, Jean-Luc Java, Zobo Bambasene. Don't say it, I meant to get together, and the children are doing it so jagged your dog. Kachikit and Dumber Mambushit, Denji, Yuambam, Denji Jata Munda Mambusha Yungre. Did you come with Ripatani, Betasatani, Pakane? And did you with the Jean-Luc Java set and then issue at Jean-Luc Java today? That tell a young Yanji to was the one to tell about Zoba Pane to Lenjamne. Jessa Ga Ja Pansum Sene. That didn't send you be Rodan Yonaman Chitachi Mujeria.
So then, traditionally at the monastery, those four of ones who have received the teachings on the Four Noble Truths and the 16 attributes of the Four Noble Truths. Then this will be then one's understanding of Four Noble Truths be then taken to the courtyard of the monastery and have a debate about it. So to do that, there are three stages are followed. First is refuting the other system. And then second is, establishing one's own system and one's own way of understanding what is meant by Four Noble Truths. And third is then, refuting answering the questions or the debates that has been raised by the other systems, other persons, and so on. So those are the three things that is normally followed when they are actually having a debate at the monastic universities. And so here, because there are many ways of establishing and many ways of interpreting the Four Noble Truths based on one's own mental inclination and one's own dispositions. So therefore, there will be a lot of debate by following those three stages.
Yeah.
So
당한테 드는 돈치 곰틈나 드는 여고여를 맡아 당한테 대시 차주 맡아서 주르고 돈에 대시 주야 돼서 시절로를 체크하고래 야
그래서 So now for us, it is difficult. You know, we will not be able to, you know, go through all these debates and so on. But what is important for us to understand here is the following the Lama Tsongkhapa's instructions that he has given very succinctly in a very lucid form of understanding the Four Noble Truths, where he stated that if you are unable to understand how the sufferings, really traps oneself within this cyclic existence. And if you do not have this, if you do not understand this, then you will not have a perfect renunciation to gain state of liberations. And if you are unable to understand how this, the origin of suffering, leads oneself in this cyclic existence and giving rise to the result within the cyclic existence, and then you will not be able to understand, you will not be able to, you know, cut the root of cyclic existence. Because without understanding this, then you will not understand the importance of understanding the dependent originations or understanding the interdependences. If you are unable to understand the interdependencies, then you will not be able to understand the actual mode of existence of the self. Or in other words, you will not be able to understand the selflessness. So without this understanding, then there is no way that we can really cut the roots of samsara. So therefore, this is how that we need to understand the two sets of cause and effect. The one is one set of cause and effect is the unenlightened, you know, the phenomena, which how the suffering coming into being and how the origin of suffering that give rise to suffering and enables one to revolve within the cyclic existence, how beings are undergoing suffering within the cyclic existence. And then there's another set of suffering is how the cessation can be achieved, how the path that give rise to the cessation to free oneself from the sufferings. So therefore there are one set of the cause and effect is how beings are undergoing suffering within the cyclic existence. How then another set of cause and effect is how individuals can free themselves from this cause suffering.
Yeah. 딴 말에서 내 단지 쉬었대. 내 배동원도 지금 봐. 내는 배설 지지와도 지도 전문 공부. 원도견리 디나라 이니셔신진데 이니 주자 고번이고 제드마시네 디가라 무부제제 디가 던던주셔요 다디 원도견데 제게가 가는 마 주셔요 인시 돌려요서레 디마 숍세 전화서 로르마 심트바이나 무부제 던던주티 자유톤의 원로시 모차진트나 다 덴버시 생각이 뒤나올라베 체킹도 오지 차대가 요리 시불럽시 무요리 요르무지게다 드름유구 짜지버리 죄버지 있는 죄버지고를 뒤 죄버세야 돼 벽이 째버지네 서리비 벽이 응급이 내루던 틈비 코란수 째버지네 땡을지 벽이 요리 때 나신지 말해서 제법 제네 소수 염려 지야 되지데 근데 그게 돈돌의 키워지 중에 약간 요래 송요래 송도와 남진 가두는 송도와 덴바시 타라단 덴바시 예와다다 제부 시부요레티 다 다니엘세 말로 티톨라 담문의 마음부터 연구도 왔다서 왔다게 되겠지 어떤 일이 좀더 여고 열애성도 완전 그게 당월라 몸침을 때문에 숨소리 때 저도 쇼게 저와서 못도견다 어머니분 동그랬지 카두데 못도견던데 근데 못도견 약해견도 먼저 보게 견던데 집어 집어 놓은도 다음 먼저 어머니분 동데 아니 근데 전주 전문 동그 아래 대도 쇼게 초대 진지 우시고 차도도 어떤 이제네 야 체는 너도 봐 송당뜸나 배우여리야.
So it is good if you can, you know, go through this the teachings of the Ali Abhisama Alamkara, the ornament of clear realizations. Because in that you will find that very systematically, you know, teaches the eight topics that we talked about earlier, and then eight topics are then elaborated, you know, for the, you know, 70 topics. So if possible that you can, you know, memorize that and recite, and I'm pretty sure that now that the ornament of clear realizations of Abhisamayalamkara, the actual root text of this is actually translated in Chinese and probably in English too. So you must memorize that and then study, because His Holiness now always, His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama always, you know, addresses that we need to be like a 21st century Dharma student or Dharma practitioners. What he mean by that is now our practice must be based on understanding and analyzing, not just out of faith alone. So just like the scientist would go through a critical analysis and to find the truth, in the same manner, we as a practitioner should be, you know, follow the same thing, you know, go through a critical analysis and to really to understand this. So it is very, very helpful if you can memorize that. So during the prayer Molam Chemo at the Taiwan, every morning we recited the Abhisamaya Alamkara. And the Umajupa in the morning session, and during the time Umajupa, which is the supplement to the Jyotis on the middle way. So during the time, so when we were doing the ornament of clear realizations, the Chinese you know, students join us to recite this together in their own language that is translated in Chinese. But when we complete the recitation, it's pretty much, you know, in the time frame, it's pretty close to each other. There's not much gap in between when it comes to the completion of the recitations. And so then when we were doing this, Madhyamaka Avatara, so then they recited the Chunju Shemu, which is the guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life. That's a really, really good. So I would encourage you, if you can memorize those.
Okay. 당가 이 주소구 더 제가 레산도 제가 유효산도 저 지지주구 임배
나서 So it is
Yeah, only one question, yeah.
One question?
Yeah, so I say he's
Thank you. Ken Jiangqiu and I, we've been debating for a while on this. one is the Buddha nature. Okay, whether or not his Buddha nature and my Buddha nature are one or different. According to his view, he said we are different because his conscious and my conscious are different.
Okay.
But I actually feel like we should be the same because all the aspects and also the mode of existence, there's no difference. So I was going to ask Kinsu Rinpoche, it's like, is all the sentient beings Buddha nature same one, or each individual is different?
Listen. The ground, We also find this Tibet in the Ivy Samay Alamkara. The commentaries of Ivy Samay Alamkara, we find Tibet's on this section, in this particular chapter, where it says, in the true text itself, it says, there's no difference regarding the chewing, which is suchness, right? Regarding the suchness. It is therefore, there shouldn't be any separate Buddha nature. So then it says, although then there's an answer to this question here. Again, he says, one can talk about a basis difference. One can talk difference about the basis. In terms of basis, one can talk about difference. But when it comes to the actual suchness of the mind, and they are all in one nature. So probably if you can debate, you know, very carefully with Ken Chanchula, so he might lose this.
Ti and the gentleman, the big one, do take the project. You're a drug, you get it. Molly drove a Ranjim Mundunze, Mesa Tuchi Pongi Chajiba. Ranjon Talent drove a Ranjente, sumje nyingbo chikyun dishi shiksen, sumje tangji ji nyingbo chikdu jiwa. Ruwa sumje tangji ye rangjin, yini sengwondi be sato yikiba tiji tinte shi shiwa seni, jenden shi ngondi. Di puge sumje nyingbo chikyur se, sumje tangji ji nyingbo chikdu jiwa kyoran re seni, de pesho sen chende chuya de de senji rangjin ge tong xie ge yor de de senji rangjin simje tangje ji senji rangjin yin bo ji de ju wa ji yan na ane ge chang ji de lo za da zo ba ye ser chin ye ser kun ye de ta ten che go ne ye wa zhe ma to wo le che ba yo ma se xie go che ge ya.
So here, it's then here it's also says sijin yamni, which means then again the sameness of when it comes to the suchness of the both samsara and nirvana, there is no such differences. It is in fact it says the sameness of the suchness of the both samsara and nirvana, and then also it says when it comes to the lack of intrinsic existence. When it comes to the lack of intrinsic existence, everything is coming into, you know, a merge into oneness or the sameness. There's no differences. And then also, if you can look at the Guhyasamajas, invocation parts that you will see that once you have generated all this, some of it is like, I can't recite this, the verse right now, I completely forgot, apologies. But it is when once you have, generated the front generations and then along with the front generation, you have generated the supported and supporting mandalas, and then you are inviting the wisdom beings. So when you are inviting the wisdom beings by saying that I invite all the wisdom beings and wisdom beings, invite the wisdom beings in the same nature, in the oneness of the one nature of the essence of all sentient beings. In other words, the ultimate nature of the mind of the all sentient beings. So here again, if you also look at it, it says that when it comes to the actual nature of, ultimate nature of the mind of the entire sentient beings, it seems that it talks about the oneness of the nature of their minds.
Yeah, the that is same thing with Chuni in the main sense, that's where you're. And the Janju is the same with Chuni in the Tongu Chuchin, Kui Sem Gu Yore. Zovit in the Zovit, same thing, Tongu Chuchin, Titangi, Chuni in Gu Yore. In the Ranjin, Neri say, when do same Ranjin, you was our Tishi in Gu Yore, T Tongu Chuchin, Teddy Chuni in Ming Kishu Shagamare.
So when it comes to the actual nature of the ultimate nature of the mind, the ultimate state of the mode of existence of the mind, and there is no much difference, you will not find any differences. But then when it comes to the, when we talk about the basis, then there are differences. But then here, now, if you talk about the nature of mind of the surplus nature of mind. The basis of this particular nature of mind is surplus own mind, right? The basis of that ultimate nature of reality of the mind is your own mind. Similarly, Genjan Chula's ultimate nature of reality of his mind is the one that actually serves as a basis of the existence of that ultimate state of the mind. So now then here, when speaking about the Rangjin Neri, which is also our the Buddha natures. So coming to the ultimate state of the mind, we are talking about the naturally luminous state of mind. Here, it is hard to conclude, what is right and what is wrong, but it requires further, debate between you two.
Yeah, ki chenshi ti buddha nesho togu guyore. Kali jamne jeva chenshi togna, tene chingena, tadiena chemundu. Ti togu guyore.
Yeah. The most important part here is to ascertain the Buddha nature, whether it is sameness of same or whether it is a separate or it is one. But the most important part is to ascertain. We need to put in effort and energy to really to understand to ascertain ultimate of the Buddha nature.
Yeah, Buddha nature said to Dongxi Rabban Rewa Tang Kansa Tindigichi Dongba Tsang Mayimba Shun to Tewe Nyingne Semti Toyage Teta Nyamdu Yodengeng Ti Rangxing Dongxi Tere Tanganzo Jyo Labhe Kuzhi Gompa Toyage Be Jyo Matsang Omeba Ngayas Jyo Yore Teto Se Yaji Tang Korse Kasi Nyingji Shedun Shedayimba Ote Yaji Tang Yene Tene Sanji Gompa Lante Le Yor Songduwa.
So here the most crucial part for here to understand is the most subtlemost emptiness, which is the emptiness of one's own subtlemost mind. That is what we need to put in effort to really to understand the subtlemost nature of one's own mind, which can be which is existed within the subtlemost mind of one's or subtle of mind of oneself. So so now this is what we call as we mentioned during our last teachings, that we all have the complete causes and condition for gaining the state of enlightenment or the achieving the four kayas. We do have complete causes and conditions. But now having this complete causes and condition, what we need to do is we need to develop furthermore, really to let this manifest. So we need to put in more effort to develop more kind of causes, qualities for actualization of our ultimate nature of reality of one's mind.
Yeah, that didn't be what you said. That many things you just say your way.
So, some more. So, how about you give you?
How about the career? What are you?
How about the other day? The patient did not invade and the 電子的那 임베어 소리지 당아 야우세브 딩민 베지 電子라 이나
電子 again one time pull number 2 아 야 텔라 퍼지 電子 때 단다 틀린 사지 쉐웨인의 용나 신진 마티고레 티티베이는 네토고 말해 나 틀리지 근데 왜 쟤네 Ti tsö ti tanda nenjo mo wang zhuk te la jien nang zhu zhuk chik chi yore. Ti ma che tan tsama denge mambu yore nenjo mo wang zhuk te tawasum ji nenjo te ta ta nenjo chibu langa yore te tawasum ji nenjo chi yore wa. Ti ta ti zhu le nenjo mi jien nang zhu zhuk chik te ma ngo zhu chi che xa yena. Any Nanjumi Taji Duvan Dundu, Tigan Mongcho Ne, Yoyore, and the Tanati Yugu T. Denji Shia to Pashi Mogochena to Yore.
That's
all. Denji told the Tisha Janata, Yang Omatung Kashi, Shunga Yondu, Shia de Uray Omarwa.
No.
Din Tablata, Wang Yugu Tisha Chijan Yamedo.
That's all. Oh, sure, that's all. So now, although in the background of the schedule, there are two sessions of the teachings of the Four Noble Truths, but Genkyo Zhimjula said that I think the Four Noble Truths teaching, we will live with this today. And then, because if you go through the extensive teachings of the Four Noble Truths, and we need to go through according to the text, then this will not be able to cover at all. We'll not be able to finish. We'll not be able to manage to finish this teaching. So we will stop here with this. And then, instead of that, why don't we change this schedule to the next schedule after the initiations? After the two initiations, we will. I think it will be more beneficial that if I can do the 11 yogas, generation stage yoga of Vajrayogini, and then Tahosungi Nejur, the three purity of the yogas of Demcho, the five deities of Chakrasamara. So this will be beneficial for the listeners, and because some of them have already completed their approximation or the retreats.
One session. Yes. One day, maybe 2.5 hours. Oh yeah, and then you might turn on Alasa Dea.
Lasso, you know, that's too chill.
The Juk, the Shiate, Mugwache.
Lasso.
What the chill. And the Kondo, Nimachizu and the Tanajizu and Chokan, Jerry.
Lasso.
And the Chutia, Nanjumi, Gotella, Nieda, Danza, Dusinyang, Same Lama, Dala, Jay, Rotabi, Nanjurta. And
So we're now to our dedications and prayers.
So
we'll not have teachings on Wednesday then?
Yeah,
no teachings on Wednesday, okay?
You want teaching?
Of course.
What do you want? But then they show, yeah, same thing. Today talk, same thing. You like it, I talk. Okay, then, 你们研究去当的, 咱老婆的是吧?
No.
咱老婆的对策改变的。
真的结果的行。真的结果，你过的结果不对。那我呢？我弟弟家乡呢？那，人家那个写了几次，那不得那些事。那是。不得那些了，大部分嘛就这，那不得那些写点，那偏都是改要嘛的事。 If you do not take care of Buddha nature, it's not benefit. It's not beneficial to talk about Buddha nature.
Buddha nature.